to item 14, which is our federal legislative update.
Hi.
Hello.
Good morning, Chair Brown and directors. Great to see you all here. Thanks, Donna, for putting that up here. In a very similar manner to the state, we are right now in the what we would call the second term of a 2-year Congress. So that's going to end at the end of 2024. That's about where the comparisons with the state kind of end. Congress is lots and lots and lots of legislation gets introduced during a 2-year congressional session. Very, very few of those bills get acted upon, let alone enacted, like tiny, tiny percentages. And so the one thing that Congress does have to do every year is approve a budget. They almost never approve that budget on time. October 1 is the start of the federal fiscal year. So October 1, 2023 was the start of federal fiscal year 24. Just 2 weeks ago for the Department of Transportation, the Department of Transportation budget was approved. So 5 months into the federal fiscal year, Congress finally approved a budget for DOT. And the reasons why that happened were various, but at the root of it was a disagreement between House Republicans the White House and congressional Democrats over spending levels. And you may remember about a year ago, Congress came to an agreement to increase the federal debt limit. We were getting ready to default on a lot of our obligations, and again, after lots of bipartisan negotiations, Congress finally agreed to lift that. Part of that agreement was to set spending caps for fiscal year 24 and fiscal year 25. That was part of that debt limit bill, essentially providing pretty flat budgets for FY 24 and 25. When Congress last summer started to create their budgets, House Republicans took that spending limit as a ceiling and not as a floor and not a ceiling, and so they were proposing budget cuts of, as you can see here, in the case of the Department of Transportation spending bill, up to about 25%. So there had been a pretty pitched battle between Republicans, the White House, Democrats over spending levels, which were ultimately not smoothed over, but decided upon. The funding levels for FY24 look a lot like FY23, a lot like what the Senate Democrats proposed in their overall budget, a little bit less than what the House proposed. So for instance, by way of background, one of the things that the House Republicans did not suggest cutting were federal transit formula programs. That 25% cut at DOT would have probably largely been realized had it been enacted. It wasn't. Would have been realized by cuts to Amtrak, cuts to what we call the Capital Investment Grants Program at FTA, which funds light rail, bus rapid transit, things like that. With regard to federal funding for formula programs, which is, what Chuck describes as a Section 5307 program, it's our federal funding that we get by formula every year. Congress decided to fund that at its authorized level, and I'll get to that in a second, of just under $14 billion, representing about a 2.6% increase over FY23 levels. I say authorized level because if you recall, back in 2021, Congress approved a pretty big infrastructure bill. That infrastructure bill was a big part of it was new spending, new programs on a lot of different types of infrastructure bills. The second half of that infrastructure bill was actually a reauthorization of federal surface transportation programs, so highway transit, some rail programs as well. So that included about 5 years worth of funding for those programs. And so those authorized levels were set to grow. In the case of a lot of these transit formula programs, there was a big increase in the first year, which was FY22, like about a 30% increase. And then the increases after that over the next 4 years are fewer, somewhere between 2 and and 4%. So we got a big, you know, a big burst in formula funding in FY22, and now it's going to be more kind of inflationary or less type of increases over the years. Those funding levels, what, like I said, were authorized as opposed to appropriated, which is what we're talking about with this budget. Congress can fiddle with those authorized levels. They rarely do. They rarely point down and reduce from those authorized levels, which is a good thing for transportation. And there are some cases where Congress has increased funding over authorized levels. And so that's next bullet. I'm talking about these bus competitive programs at the Federal Transit Administration. And you'll see that, in a lot of these programs, what looks like to be reductions over FY23 levels, and in reality, they are. But what those reductions represent are Congress's inability this year to agree on what we call a goofy word for budgeting, plus-ups. So the 2021 infrastructure bill set funding for, let's say, the low no emissions vehicle program at about $1.1 billion per year. Lots more than traditionally, you know, that program got. I think the program got somewhere around $75 million per year. So the infrastructure bill really supercharged that program. The last 2 years, Congress has chose to actually add money to those authorized levels. So plus up, we're plussing up that authorized level.
Man, there's a truck here. God, this is the most boring call of Adam's life.
Oh my God.
It's killing me.
Mr. Mulry, can you please mute yourself?
Sorry, you guys should really turn me off. I'm sorry.
Can you...
Was I boring, or I changed out of my pajamas?
No, it's not you guys. I'm sorry. It was in my pocket. It clearly gets turned on. I'm just trying to listen. So you guys should have a system where after speakers speak, you remove them.
Mr. Mulry, it's not the time for public comment. We appreciate it if you would mute yourself at this time.
Congress has been very generous with these programs for in FY22, FY23. They added additional funding to those authorized levels. So while the low no program is going to get what is a cut of 4.4% from the previous year, it's actually still at very, very high, you know, levels of funding traditionally. It's still over $1 billion program. Bus and bus facilities took a bigger hit, 16%, but again, still larger than it's been in the past. And then the raised discretionary grant program, which is an FTA, that's at DOT, but also a very popular program. Congress last year added $800 million to the $1.5 billion authorization. So it was a $2.3 billion program last year. This year, they plussed it up by $345 million, but that was not as large as last year. So it looks to be almost a 20% cut. Again, a very large program, while also a very competitive program. So while a lot of these numbers have negatives next to their name, I think that DOT in many ways did a lot better than some other agencies. The transportation has this, you know, highway trust fund that funds the programs and these semi-guaranteed funding levels that the multi-year authorization bills provide. For those of you who deal with federal programs in your other jobs, you know, for instance, you know, the HUD budget has been, you know, largely stagnant for, you know, over a decade. And so I think that even though you see these negative numbers, they're still traditionally high numbers for transportation. You can go to the next slide, Donna. So, Congress actually just today during this meeting, Congress, you know, finally, you know, has completed, at least on the House side, completed their FY24 budget. The Senate needs to finish off the second half of the 24 budget. They're hoping to do that today. But they need to start with the 25 budget process right away. You know, the new fiscal year starts on October 1, 2024. Congress is unlikely to meet that budget deadline. They haven't in over 25 years. So if I were a gambling man, I would probably bet that they will not do that again. The president 2 weeks ago sent his proposed budget to To Congress for them to look at. The Congress will spend the summer cutting and rearranging that budget before, hopefully this fall, before the election. It would be nice to see if we could get a budget passed before then. I'm not clear that that's going to happen. I would imagine the same issues that held up the 24 budget are going to hold up the 25 budget. We know that House Republicans want to concentrate on deficit reduction. They want to reduce the budget. As I started this off, when Congress is not able to do a lot of other types of legislating, the budget is the only way where you can, you know, send a message to your voters that this is what you want to do. And so they're going to continue to insist on that, that deficit reduction. I think the White House and Senate Democrats this year are going to push back on it, leading to this kind of gridlock. I will say that this budget had to be approved with a majority of Democratic votes, even in the House, where Republicans are in the majority. And so I think you saw this last year when former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy did this. He approved that debt limit bill and some other spending bills using Democratic votes. That got the conservative wing of his caucus angry. And they brought up basically what they call a motion to vacate the chair, the speaker's chair, and voted to oust McCarthy as speaker. Took him almost a month to come up with another speaker. That speaker, Mike Johnson from Louisiana, has done the same things that McCarthy had to do to get some things passed, and that is use a majority of Democratic votes to do it. And so, again, during this meeting, you may have heard of Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, a kind of a gadfly from Georgia. Well, she introduced a motion to vacate the chair. She's looking to get rid of Speaker Johnson. They're not going to take a vote on it just yet, but she's holding that over him. And so that, you know, that could cause problems for legislating and getting a budget done this summer if we can't find a new speaker, if Speaker Johnson is toppled. So that will, again, I think we're going to see a lot of what we saw in 23 and 24 with regard to that. Certainly the results of November elections are going to impact what the budget, you know, what occurs with the budget at the end of the year. If Republicans take the House and the Senate and the White House, they're going to feel like they're going to be in a better position to deal with the budget in calendar year 25. So they may delay enactment of the budget. Same thing with Democrats if they were to do the same. I think it depends on how each party is feeling with regard to leverage to get this budget done by the end of the calendar year. And then thinking a lot about this when I was listening to Chuck's presentation on the budget. This, as I mentioned before, the current authorization of federal surface transportation programs, including transit, ends at the end of fiscal year 2026. We need to start thinking about, you know, number one, policy changes. If we need to, that's the place to do it in this next authorization bill. And also the DOT funding programs. We're hopeful, that the large increases in transportation funding that were provided in that infrastructure bill, particularly in the first couple of years, becomes a situation again, a priority. Back to these where transportation to those years with regard to the